ignore the balcony, I promise. And I will repeat them for everyone. Yes, sir.
Can you tell us what's happened to those characters?
Can you give us an update about our athletes?
What happened to them? Yes, they are still very much alive. And pretty busy. I mean, one of the reasons they are not here today is because not they are old, but they are too busy training for the next challenge. Must say, the Alfred Proxy, the 100-year-old, he doesn't feel too good, actually. I had the feeling that Finland, the championships, was his last big goal, and he was pulling all his strengths together, and now he sort of, I think he's letting, he lets go. All the others are perfectly well.
Yes.
How many people did you actually follow to settle with these wonderful people?
How many people did you follow in the course of filmmaking to select these that we saw today?
There were only two more, so that they were five, and we had two more. One woman just had to drop out because the film was too long, and that was another German lady. And there was another Irish guy who will be in the shorter version for the international market. So yeah, but seven.
What was his sport? Was this Irish guy got going?
He was a long distance runner.
How old?
85. No, sorry, 84, that was his big problem because he was the last in his age group. They started him with 80 to 85, so he had to compete again the young 80 ones.
Yes, ma'am.
What inspired you to do this story?
Yeah, well, I came across a short article in the newspaper, not in the sports section, but in the sort of living section. Small little article, and I just got curious. I've never heard about this competition, and I went there. And to be honest, I expected some kind of a freak show, and that was in Italy, the 2007 championships. But when I came there, I was really amazed that it's a serious competition, it's an official championships, and I was so amazed by this positive energy these people have. That it completely changed my mind. This is not a freak show. They mean it and they are serious about it. And yeah, I just got drawn into it. That's why I started.
Yes.
Did you ask them questions about your sex lives, or did they just
turn it out? Did you ask them questions about their sex lives, or did they volunteer this information?
They did volunteer. I mean, no, they did. I mean, especially Hubbard, the Swedish guy, he was constantly talking about it. And he actually fell in love with one from our crew, who is like 27.
Next question? Yes. Comment about the families that perhaps we didn't get to see or not that many family members. Or it's because that there aren't any surviving family members, or what is the story?
Well, they're all widows, except the Czech guy. So we decided to focus really on that close family, just their partners. We did shoot a bit of broader family, but decided that goes too far. They are very supportive, but it just wasn't very important for the story.
So the question is, one character mentioned having been an athlete in the 30s. Had they always all been in sports, competitive sports in their lives, or did they come to this later?
Right. Well, most of them, of the ones we portrayed, have always done sports, except the Czech guy who started very late. Oh, no, sorry, and Herbert, the Swedish guy, he started at the age of 45. And actually, the 100-year-old and the Italian lady, well, now we know the age, is... they both actually took part at the Berlin Olympics in 1936. We didn't make a big story out of this because this is really not typical. It just happened that our subjects always have been active. But when you look into the master scene, you have lots of people who start very late, especially women, who because in the old days it wasn't just appropriate for women to run around in the streets. So you have lots of women who typically would start running after the death of their partner, of their husband.
Interesting. We'll go here and then we'll go there. Yes.
Did Grazia Nonnella, you talk about her husband or partner? She was the only one who didn't find out about her otherwise.
So the question is about the lack of speaking about the partner. Did she not want that discussed?
It just wasn't an issue for her because he died so early, and it seems he didn't play a big role. She was such a strong character that, I mean, one thing is about this film. At one point we decided not to go too much into the past because this is usually a reflex we as filmmakers have when we make a film about old people. It's always about these caspians. So, but I wanted to make a film about old people who still live in the present and who still have a future. So that's why we decided not to look back, and because this Gabra's husband doesn't play a role anymore in her life, we decided it's not worth mentioning.
Yes, sir.
In the process of making the film, did you happen to learn or come to regard any particular country as being more supportive of their seniors out of the country?
Did you, in the course of filmmaking, observe any particular country that was more supportive of their senior athletes?
I can't really say that. I can only say that a huge number of master athletes come actually from Canada, the States, and Germany, French has a big number. But I can't say whether any of these countries is more supportive or not. No.
I will say it did feel great to see a Canadian win, right?
Which we all got.
Yes, ma'am.
People in the film, have they seen it? And what was their reaction?
Did the characters see the film, and if so, their reactions?
Most of them have seen it. We haven't had the premiere in Germany yet, and so some of them have seen screeners, but we wanted to wait for all of them to have a big premiere. So some of them haven't seen it yet. But the ones who have seen it liked it. They really liked it a lot. I was a bit afraid that they might have, because my biggest concern in making this film was to make it look interesting, but not to make a freak show out of this on the expense of these old ladies and gentlemen. And this was my biggest relief that they all say, no, I feel being portrayed in a good way.
Yes.
If they're all going to be at the German premiere, can we all get tickets?
Can we all go to Germany to see their reactions? Please.
Yes. Well, ask my producer. He's the one who chose it. Was real.
I just wondered, how did he actually do? Because of course you cut away and all
right,
that.
Right.
How did he actually do?
How far was that very last throw?
You see, it's so unimportant that I almost forgot. I think he threw, well, let me put it this way. All the other athletes, when they throw the discus, they throw, and then it makes a whoosh on the grass. When he threw, it made a plomb. Concrete. So he threw like 5 meters and 67, what was his highest. But I think it's clear that at this point it didn't really matter how far. And one thing to say really, which also doesn't come out in the film, we've only shown one try, but they had six throws, and three for qualification. And then three in the competition. So Alfred had to throw 6 times. But in theory, he should. There was no need for him to do that because he was the only one in his age group. He could have stopped that the first one, and he would still have been the world championship. But he decided, no, I want to complete all 6. So.
Maybe that speaks a little bit. I noticed that ambition and drivenness was something that you spoke that came through in the film a lot. And I mean, him deciding to throw 3 times against nobody speaks to that. I wonder if you could talk about that for a second. The ambition that they all seem, they always ambition.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about the drive and the ambition that they all seem, did they ever waver from it? Can you talk a little bit about that? Is that the question?
Mm-hmm.
Why we threw it away?
No. The all throughout the filmmaking, of all of the characters, did they always display as much ambition and drive as we saw? Did they ever waver?
No, absolutely. They're very ambitious, and I hope this is coming across it. It's not for them just to be there, to go there, because it's easy for them to win a medal in these age groups. They really have a goal, and this is why I think it's important that Ilse wants to do the shot put for 6 meters, and it does matter whether it's 5.99. So it's not just to crawl on the field somehow and drop the shot put. They are really ambitious, and that's, yeah.
Can I just ask, what is the current state with Sansone? Because he is like the Italian who won. Do you know? Is he going to come back? Is he going to be everybody Sansonetti forever? How?
Well, he's crazy. He just appeared there. We didn't know him before. It was just one of these moments in a filmmaker's life where you just thank God. No, I only learned afterwards that he's quite a character in Italy. He's even appeared in a Coca-Cola commercial. and he definitely wants to come to the premiere, no matter what it is.
Okay, one last question.
Just a comment on Sansonetti. We had the World Championships indoors in Kamloops a couple of months ago, and Sansonetti broke the world record in the 100 and the 200.
Sansonetti! Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.